This is a quick reminder to follow us on iTunes, rate us 5 stars. You can also follow us on Facebook.com/blacklistedpodcast. You can also find us on Stitcher, Google Play, and Podomatic. And if you Google Blacklisted Podcast and you see the fish, you know that's us. Fade to black.
Yeah, I'm Josh D'Agostino, tattoo artist, TWD Savior, Ink Man 609, and yeah, I guess I just been blacklisted. Peace out, bitches!
Greetings, true believers.
Greetings,
Stan Lee here, welcoming you to the latest harrowing adventure.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Blacklisted.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you the following breaking news story.
Leading the fight, one man fate has made indestructible. His name, Dubious. Blacklisted.
This is not a test. This is your emergency podcast system announcing the commencement of the annual Fade the Black, sanctioned by Blacklisted Podcast Cap. Commencing at the siren, there will be no holds barred. Anything and everything will go down.
And now, here is your blacklisted true listers.
Check it out for those that know me. Welcome, welcome me back. Real slick beside the others. Straight up and down, yeah, you know what I'm about.
Fade the Black.
First martial art to sweep the modern world was jiu-jitsu, closely followed by the discipline of karate. Then we were taught to combine the spiritual with the physical by the masters of kung fu. And now, the Canon Group is proud to introduce the practitioner of the oldest and ultimate martial art, the ninja. Enter the ninja.
This scroll is your license as a master of ninjutsu.
Starring Franco Nero. Exploding into action as Cole, the White Ninja.
Give him a message for me.
Yeah?
I don't like to be followed.
I love it here. It's become my home. And nobody, nobody is going to drive us away.
Susan George is the proud and beautiful Marianne. A strong-willed woman who knows what she wants and just how to get it. And introducing Sho Kosugi.
Kampai!
Kampai!
Kampai.
Hasegawa, the black ninja, born of samurai blood, is unable to accept anything but the ancient ways.
You did not drink, Hasegawa.
He is no ninja.
It's an iron code. They want to take it away from us.
Bitter and merciless, this rogue ninja will stop at nothing to destroy any and all who cross his path. Ninja. Hired assassins, trained killers, masters of the most deadly art known to man. If you take on a ninja, no matter how many you are, be prepared for the consequences. Enter the ninja from Canon.
Greetings, true believers. Here we are, the Blacklisted Podcast, Blacklisted Podcast Cinema. I'm your host, Nubius Black, during this coronavirus self-exile, which we aren't listening to because obviously we're all here. We have Chaos, the Minister of Defense.
Yo, what's up?
DJ Academics.
What's up?
MC Zero Balance.
Hey, you.
And the Black Sage himself. And he won't even say anything because we picked this movie for him. It's one of the best movie ever. It's Enter the Ninja, starring Franco Nero, Susan George. Who was her husband's name? Fucking George.
Christopher.
Christopher George, who's the best over-the-top bad guy. It's a movie that starts off with African drums taking place in Japan, starring a white guy filmed in the Philippines.
Not a nigga in the movie.
Not one! Unless you call the Philippines the Negro of the Orient. You know, that's how they treated them. But this, when did this come out?
This came out in 1981.
Yeah. Freshman in high school.
I just graduated.
You old fucker.
Damn.
You graduated? Did you get your GED?
Ain't no GEDs in my mom's house.
Oh, she wasn't that.
Oh, I can assure you, ain't no GEDs.
Because they couldn't spell GED.
Shit. Get. GED, what's that?
Get.
A new diploma?
It's get.
Get your ass back.
Get your ass back to school. You look like my mom used to say, you're going to leave here looking back. She used to lay that one on me. I don't want to go to school. You're going to leave here looking back.
Damn.
But yeah, everybody's panicking. The world's coming to an end. It literally looks like the beginning of every zombie movie.
And it's no zombies.
White folks is froze up and got scared. They buying toilet paper, running that shit out. Hey, water.
5 pounds of hamburger, ground beef, in Walmart in Delaware, they went $40.
Damn. You know what? What's the name of that store at the Independence Mall? I went to Save a Lot and got a big elephant cock sized piece of ground beef for fucking $9. Yo, you go into like where the Hispanics and blacks live, it's like everyday life. Everyday Hey, it's even better. We don't have to fucking elbow to elbow white folks. They terrified, locked up in their houses and shit. They're drinking bottled water when they can just drink the same shit out of the sink. Yeah. And see if the sink water stopped working and shit.
Well, man, them
blind know what get me.
Lost their mind.
Or somebody cough. Everybody died.
Oh, shit. Oh, damn.
I went to New York Tuesday. Dealt with all that New York shit. New York people in New York. Dude, terrorists ain't stopped them motherfuckers. The Son of Sam ain't stopped them motherfuckers. Blackouts ain't stopping them, so no coronavirus is stopping. So I was fine. Soon as I got on the train to go back, that's when the drama started. Because New Jersey motherfuckers is just too uptight. They just uptight.
And folks...
Oh, now y'all all got it. All y'all, even in...
Take that.
Tabacky stand or where the hell y'all fucking be watching and listening to this show. But it's goddamn ridiculous. It's as soon as we got on the train, the first stop, this young white dude, he coughed into his arm and no one said nothing. Then he did it again like a few minutes later. And then people just went bizarre on his ass. Like, yo, you can't be coughing into your arm. You spreading the disease. And it's like, he didn't even know what the fuck was going on. The Asian dude hid. He's hiding. And this white woman sitting next to me, she goes, he shouldn't have even been on the train because, you know, if he knew he was sick. I'm like, lady, how do you know he's sick? When did everybody on this train get the PhD and MD in medicine?
Some people take, like, medicine that got a side effect to make you
cough. Some people just coughing as a habit. You know what I'm saying?
Might be some fucking dust particles in there.
Might be something or something.
Little trickle of spit go down the wrong pipe.
Right. And then people are freaking the fuck out. And I said to this lady, she was like, well, he still shouldn't have been on the train. I was like, how about this? I said, remember when AIDS was like a big thing? I said, you got any gay friends? She was like, well, I don't discriminate. Of course I got gay friends. I'm like, okay. But you were looking at them motherfuckers awful differently when the AIDS did kicked out.
Exactly.
And then she was like, I don't understand. I said, well, then when AIDS went from a gay disease to a black disease, you looked at us kind of awful. It's fucking strange.
Always happened something.
It's like, always fucking bitching and moaning. I'm like, you know what? You can keep praying to God or whoever the hell you pray to. Who's to say he ain't bring this shit in? And if he didn't, who's to say he ain't gonna make it go away?
You know what
the funny shit is? Stop whining.
You know what the funny shit is, though? When they said the green monkey had it, Nobody looked at the monkey different.
No.
Because the monkey had the most love in the motherfucking world.
Because he was green and a monkey.
And he had, he was the prime culprit.
Yep.
Yeah, that, but, you remember but, they ran that past?
Yeah.
AIDS came from the green monkey.
The green monkey.
We need to save that monkey so we can save us. Except for that other monkey, Magic Monkey. I mean, Magic Johnson, who is the world's healthiest goddamn AIDS patient. He don't even got no gain weight and got health.
Look, the only motherfucker I know that had the hyperbolic AIDS was Eazy-E. And I'm still trying to figure that one out.
I to this day, when Magic, they did the thing, I was like, they told him to take the drug. He got well compensated for it.
Yeah.
Not only that, he took the fall, became the face of the damn disease, played two more seasons, won a gold medal, retired, coached the team for two more seasons, retired, had a fucking TV show, got canceled. But he still had a TV show where people sat next to his ass.
Mm-hmm. And then he opened up a bunch of movie theaters.
And hired people off the street, and then his son came out kind of fucking kooky bananas, but that's besides the point. But, yeah, everybody just fucking relaxed, take a deep fucking breath, watch some bad fucking TV. And I mean, because nothing's going to be worse than what we're about to see.
Because I know they say about giving up your civil liberties anyway.
That's all it is!
If you go back to, like, 1984, or...
Right!
You know, I mean, shit like that, like, all this shit's been talked about.
This shit's been done. It's been done to done.
Ebola. What was the
because Ebola.
Zika
virus. Remember that? That was supposed to kill us before we went to New Orleans.
The swine
happened.
Flu.
Swine flu happened years ago and they fucking cured it.
Yeah, the bug flu. All this bullshit, but you notice.
So it's
West Nile virus.
But all this shit is on the back of the Lysol canister. Uh-huh. It tells you with the
back in the 60s. Remember when you was a little kid and you had nothing to read? You just read anything you could find. That's all you read was Zika, West Nile virus, all this back shit that happened back in the 60s.
Yep. On the back of a Lysol can has all this stuff.
Fucking my thing is, why do people buying all the toilet paper? Does this shit fucking supposed to make you shit yourself to death? What? What happens when you run out of toilet paper? Y'all better learn to get a fucking dish rag and rinse it out.
Get some old newspaper, crinkle that shit up,
soften it up a bit.
Brown paper bag, whatever. The all time favorite, the brown motherfucking paper towel that you got at school.
That'll cut your ass.
That'll wipe your whole everything off. It'll wipe the pigment off.
If you wipe your ass and look in the mirror and your shit is white. Y'all like pink people. You got a pink streak of where your skin used to be. The whole baboo ass. There you go.
Oh, you can be like Sage then and learn how them free seashells work.
Yeah, get them seashells.
Why do you finish this turn on the fucking shower?
There you go.
Yeah.
Or use an ice cream scoop, whatever comes
from. Oh, you can be fancy and get a bidet.
Shit.
My bidet would be that water hose outside.
Yep.
Jammed up my ass and shit.
They say no more than 100 people to congregate. Between me and Oos,
so
we're almost there.
We got a starting lineup of a football team at least.
I said myself first before I said you.
Oos.
Oos.
This is Oos.
They got me saying it wrong.
We can argue over
it. It is OG to say that.
We don't want to say Oos. We'll say Master Kamori, who looks Puerto Rican in this movie. But
oh shit.
Let's see. You gonna get this? Yeah, here we go.
So this is about Shun Kazuki.
Yeah, this is like the first time I seen him, and he was a villain. Yep, Shoki Snoogie back when he had the bloodshot eyes and shit. Big head, like he never should cut his hair. His head was humongous.
That's what you're gonna see. Like Jordan's eyes. I wanna get that Hennessy eyes.
Oh, sick.
Like us. Head is looking up with his face.
Jordan taking the shot right after the game movie.
Oh, let me see that line. King! Lion King! Look at him, see, he's doing the whole Batman thing. He's got to show all his shit, all his gear that he ain't gonna use in this movie.
Look at that movie, man.
It was very new. Chuck's
and the ninjas and the ninja star. Ninja, please.
What's the pizza? Karate. So I guess everybody's one cough minimum.
What, you cough already?
No, not yet.
I'm going to cough out my ass. That's how you do it.
Alex Courtney.
I made a set of them in school. And the workshop teacher's like, why are you making arm rests for your chair at home?
Oh,
like,
wow.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Wow.
My brother's like, I need some confidence by next Thursday. This shit's sweet. I got a nice set. I got a nice set. I gave him an hammer.
What?
Mike Corrigan versus Mike Stone.
Elvis Presley's bodyguard. Yep. We need to do that.
Was this before or after Jim Kelly?
Doing
it. Oh, shit.
Ed Parker, yep. Okay. And Parker taught speaking. What's his name?
What's up,
he tried to be an action star. Jeff Speakman.
Dick Desmond. That's a hell of a fucking
That's
name.
A porn star name.
Steve Chase,
yeah. We did a couple of movies.
Yeah.
Killer Be Killed.
Oh, my favorite. Thank God for Black and Decker.
Well, he would just, his whole version of martial arts would run, jump, clap you in the head, flip, and land. Oh, that's bullshit. Here's my favorite kick. Oh, that was
The Octagon. Oh, Doc.
Why is Jason's mom in my head? Why does that ninja have a chin this fucking long? Is it Sergeant Slaughter running around in there doing
The Chuck Norris movie where you fighting us.
He's Japanese.
Look like he had him sleep 100 days, boy. The
show always looked tired. This is a show he's right in his 20s and he looked tired.
Look like he always was shopping in the face.
Look, that scene went from them standing off to him just running through the woods now. It made no sense. That cut was horrendous. Oh, yeah, these guys are blending in. We're a Star Trek ninjas. Can't you tell we're in red? We're dying soon.
Yes.
We're about to go behind that rock.
And he showed up out of nowhere.
We're blitz, huh?
Nobody's wearing green right now.
Smoke coming from
the entry fall. That's mystic smoke.
it's that ninja smoke bomb. You're all around green, brown, man. Black, he wears
white.
Okay, so he must be the American ninja because the blue eyes definitely give him away.
He's a cowboy. What's your ninja skill, running? Well, that's the case. I'm pretty good at it too.
Check it out, you know the ninja's supposed to be quiet.
Hard as
hell. They're the noisiest motherfucking ninja ever.
Hard as hell.
Scratching the water.
Stomping as hard as they can, but sneaking around in the tall grass.
I wonder how many times they had to take this, because you see that grass is already been ran through, right?
Yep. That's the trail. Go, that's what I did. I'll make a trail and go through it.
Follow that trail.
Okay, I'll make a trail. Everybody follow behind him.
You couldn't see.
Oh, man,
now he's laying down. Long way, though, all that dirt and shit.
Oh, that's where the smoke came from.
The fire. It's like an open on fire
to get one white dude. And still, it doesn't matter. They lit the fire and never go back to it. They never went back to that scene. That fucking smoke meant nothing.
I can see you in the green tree with all red on it.
Yeah.
you got a wooden shit.
Wipe yourself off, like, man.
Slice him with a fucking black wood sword.
Machete and not a dirt spot on him.
Nope. Or blood. It went away.
He laid down in the jungle, baby.
Oh, he be clean in his mess. He be clean, dude.
What? That's coffee beans.
A spider.
My man got the eyeliner on nice and tight.
Yeah, they so noisy.
You tripping, man.
Yeah, like he should have been
that one blood.
Nothing on him.
Yeah. This point, when they started going, they didn't breathe out. He bled in.
You sticking free. You see that?
Yeah,
I can't even get them bitches back. I tried.
Yeah, got a dollar store. That makes a good slap. No shit. He did this over jump kick. These motherfuckers are lazy. They don't even tie this shit up.
Why would you smoke a bomb after you do it?
Have to do it for him. How'd you like that? They did a flip with a stuntman and then had him crawl out.
And the guy's still back there. The motherfucker's still back there.
On this way.
Right.
You walking it down.
Yo. When they ran forward, right, Zuli pierced through the grass to run forward some more. You saw the guy laying down.
That
still in white.
All right, here you are. You're at Predator Waterfalls.
Oh, shit.
Yep, we're going to have to travel.
The Storm Shadow versus
Snake Eyes. Yeah. Why not? It probably came out before that cartoon came out. Before the RZA became the Lion Master, the Hard Master, the Soft Master.
Oh, shit.
You don't remember that? RZA was the Soft Master. That trained Snake Eyes. Before Predator came out, because it came out before that.
Hopefully, he comes out both sides.
I like, no, they're going to come out.
We're gonna put a chuck on.
I like the fact that they come out with the mask. The mask will be coming off the face because of the water, obviously. The next time you see them, the mask is back up. They be sucking back up. Their mask is floating in the water.
Yep. Yeah. This mask is definitely purple, bro.
See, look, this mask is down, right? This is still
clean and working in.
This is gonna kill him. He's swimming towards you without a knife. For some reason, since he took his knife out of his scabbard, right? Meanwhile, at Cobra Base.
Yo, when he first
dries the motherfucking bone.
Another guy.
Change.
Dries the bone and he's blown up. He looked like he's blown up breathing like that.
Watch him in the dryer.
Dries the bone because his mic's stone.
Then he's back in the woods.
That Nico Iron boy.
There they are. Ain't you still a
PG? He's wearing a tight one.
No. Oh, shit.
Just a bullshit, bro.
Ain't no way in hell.
Yeah, I think we picked the right one.
That was like the best scene so far I've seen. Hit
talks. Oh, shit.
He's a bunny rabbit.
What?
I'm still
trying to figure out how you see him dry.
Santa.
What? That's a blade.
The ninja
impact. So
the ninja surrender.
I surrender.
It's the sign.
Fuck out of here, Mark. Wow.
Really?
I'm just
blood scooped my head off because that's the way you get down here.
And here you are hiding these walls that are backlit. That means your fucking shadow is showing up on the other side.
And there's no black blood in the open.
Not on him.
Nothing on the sword or that. Let's see, you just hurry up.
These are maybe, Viking ninjas.
Maybe no, got, like, he might be a clansman. that's in the clansman's fighting card.
European ninjas.
Huh.
They're different colors. Yeah. Blood, you jump out the well.
Did this motherfucker just moonwalk?
Yes, he did. Kind of, sort of. He stepped up and was like, ah, my feet are on fire. He walked like he was stepping on needles, right?
They always gotta come here and say they be fighting and they gotta stop saying prayer first, then start trying to
get this is this guy.
Porno looking.
Yeah, that is a porno stash right there. And he's doing
say,
like fucking Tom Selleck.
You'll be fucking, you ain't shit. Ah, do that, your ass. That shit would be hilarious.
All he has to do is just turn his shit up.
He's better than all the Japanese ninjas.
Exactly.
Every
exactly.
Last one.
See? You can see them backlit.
And he making a lot of motherfucking noise.
He wet.
Hey, hold up. Now, here's the thing. Did he not kill these guys?
Well, they can't really see.
Well, did he not stab them and hurt them up really, really bad?
Yeah. Arm got shot.
Blood.
Oh, this is some type of test?
Yes.
Kill me. Land of which it was
supposed to be.
In the land it was formed and being summarized.
Robert, you have passed the test.
This Viking here is better.
That's just Viking. And then Matt.
Yo, he cut his face.
See, look. Now they're trying to say that these guys were wearing, like, protection.
The fuck out of here. So he had a fake head.
Mm-hmm.
That looks nothing like him. And he looks like he's straight from Okinawa. Like he should be doing like you said,
well, at least jiu-jitsu, look like I come
or Ken, like or wearing a kendo gear if he's wearing a kendo mask and armor.
He's with a type one kendo gi, man.
Don't that kind of look like first, second, and third degree initiation?
No, I don't know what the jiu-jitsu machine is, but
it's no. This, but you know what I'm talking about?
The ceremony?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only thing he's missing is the treasure.
Hey, it's real for me.
I've come here
tonight. You're talking about fucking
written.
What's up?
String of sound. Hey, you seen that? It was good. They showed me.
Kill
your master.
Direction.
This does not.
Of energy.
I will allow you to be.
Don't. Harmony.
This look like I should be seeing who's sitting over there doing with a sign.
Next
time you're shot, you'll
be
eating
glass.
Self. We're
not in premonition.
No fight
of danger.
Japanese first.
Jin, knowing the thoughts of others.
No.
Don't I think maybe once a year I could go to
of time and space.
You're going to sign up, man.
Controlling.
I'm like, man, everybody all old.
The elements of nature.
I want you to pay so the older guys can go to Louisiana, all these
trips. You're
done well. You bankrolled
them. Right. Soldier.
I went to one.
Myself,
dude, I went to one in Princeton. God damn, that shit was tight. Because they thought I was my brother, so I thought I'd get you guys security. So I walked right in.
As master of
handshake. The field. And I walked right in, right? I didn't pay a fucking dime. I had a tuxedo on. I brought Terry with me. She had a gown on.
Here's from now.
The whole five elements.
You will add your knowledge to this role. That's it.
I went in there, man. She didn't do any of that shit. So I walked in there, ate like a champ, listened to him speak. And it was fucking
93.
They had a bunch of 93 motherfuckers out there with the gold Zamunda outfit. The cheese wheels around their neck.
I just went just off the street to see black folks shirt tight.
Halfway on.
To the new ninja, kampai!
Boom! Boom! Who goes there? The whole thing. And my jiu-jitsu instructor, he was on the side.
You did not drink Hasagawa.
Blindfully.
He's no ninja. Let him speak, Master Kimori.
Master Kimori.
Oh, but see, the difference was
my ancestors were samurai from Iga,
and it was a series of martial artists there.
Yeah.
I went to
yours, and I just walked through the door.
He is a ninja.
No, he was going through initiation. You went through a cabaret.
Ninja.
I'm that white guy that just showed up.
I went by myself.
You must always hold your
own. I went to the joint.
Very easy to go wrong.
What skills did you have to get better than
the lives? Better the lives of the community.
What's that on your chest?
Master Kimori, why is Hasegawa so frustrated? Because it is the 20th century. In Japan, there is no samurai, no ninja. In a different time, Hasegawa would have been a great
I had a friend, an old white dude.
I understand. You've been a good teacher, Master Kimori.
And I went in there with him.
Always be strong enough.
Damn, I wish I could just tap in and see what you saw.
It was incredible. I was like,
all I got red, black and white checkered floor.
No way.
He has bottom about big as this. Open up the square of the conference in there.
Square of the conference, the apron.
Take the blindfold off you. Niggas over your face like this, and it's weird, man.
Mm-hmm. I said, I didn't even know what this was all about.
Let's see what he got. I'm looking at him like, dope.
Yeah, because people they alter the initiation. They alter the ritual.
Right. For,
you know what I mean? Depending on what lodge you're at.
Right.
I was in Philadelphia.
You were in Philadelphia
City, that big one.
Uh huh. And then again, you were a group of martial artists. So they tailored it.
95 people in attendance.
So he had ninja. He was doing flips and shit, but he had a hard time jumping over a fence. Did you see that shit?
Chuck Norris slid down.
He did the Chuck Norris slide. I'm a ninja. I do double back flips.
What is white he's on his wearing?
Check this shit out. She looked like she didn't sleep for days.
You're dead.
Stop.
Damn.
Right there.
Oh,
yo, man, what's the name of the damn cartoon where they used to wear them boots and shit?
He got his collar top. She looked like she ready to go in an Australian Outback some fucking way.
She walks up on Martin Waters with the gun and breaking.
Look at her. She looked the same coming as she does leaving.
Dundee. And she got her hands looking down.
Here I am looking like James Caan's former son. James Caan's former son, the Jew pro.
I guess I should have mentioned that Coleman's coming. He and I go back a long way.
We thought there were an African that could never talk.
Sounds like him a little bit.
Black folks right now, we're like, man, get your ass off my table.
I got a million couches in this house. You're sitting on the table.
2 years of absolute bliss.
Damn, you always reach your friends with a shotgun.
Always.
Yo, man, that's the Juke Bro. He looked like Simon and Garfunkel.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, he looked like he looked yes, like the
Juke Bro. Like a glass of cola.
Chuck Bass.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Who was supposedly working for that CIA?
That's why he sent us those weird ass.
I take it you'll be joking.
So he can go?
Do I have a choice?
I'm standing here with a grunt. And she looked like her face is covered in Vaseline.
Show your friend.
She's about to go fight him.
My teeth game is fucked up.
Dude, it's the eight.
Yeah, it's flapjack
back. To the old.
Dance. Flapjack back. Show me what the European.
Are you sure you like having a cure?
Everybody.
Oh my God.
Look, got the little Filipino house made more hips than the mom's.
Huh. So, what were you doing in Japan? Studying Yeshu the hell? Huh?
Studying Kung Fu, more like.
Yes, sir.
Kung Fu, my ass, I know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I hurt you.
7X, so.
And it wasn't Kung Fu.
I'm sorry I hurt you.
Now, whatever it was.
Coming on to
you. Right, you were right there.
You remind me of Black Dynamite. We were like, sorry, Miss First Lady.
I did not mean to slap you. That's right now you're talking.
You have a spirit to it, don't you? I love it.
What's that 7X? What are you talking about?
7X.
Besides your way.
Okay, Frank, what's the problem?
I don't know.
What's the problem?
What are you talking about?
I don't like to be tight.
You sent a cable. I haven't seen you in a long time.
I need somebody to fix
it. Come on, Frank.
Hold up, he got them jeans on with a belt and he's still holding them up. You see that shit, right?
I want to take it away from
him. I remember wearing clothes too big and still got
the whole belt.
Hey, look at his belt on mine.
They want us to sell
a Walkman with a fucking Confederate flag on it.
Then sell it.
That they all out.
I can't do that. Marianne loves
it. So you got a fucking racist
nigga? He's the standing what time is on you when he knocked the fuck out of him?
You sure you got a
money?
You got a Confederate flag on his belt buckle.
That's really like a spread. Come here.
Look at me. What would you
do? Vive, Alika, Alika, Vive. Vive, I want you to do
that. Y'all go.
Let me stay here for a while.
Now I got to look at the belt buckle.
You want to sell a belt buckle?
What do you think?
We'll do it.
We'll do it. Jeans and shirts.
We're doing it for pesos.
Doing it for pesos. Pesos. Pesos.
Chucks right there.
I'm going to. You want to come?
Y'all stiff.
I know somebody.
Okay.
That actually acts. That thinks. He's a guy.
Oh, wow.
I did stuff like that when I was 8 like.
8 degree.
11. Show the dogs.
You see, he got Chuck Norris from on his chest, man.
He brought that shit ripped off. He smeared that green chip, that this shit all over his chest and poured water on it.
I have to pay the work. Pick some money off at the bank. If you want to look around the
chat, she went from hating him to kind of being cool in the gang with him, right?
They love that titty grab. That's what it was.
That was it.
And I'm going to keep my jacket around one just in case I need it. And it's only a billion degrees outside.
I don't know how he's doing it. He's
running the twig. He got the members only jacket.
About to leave his dumb ass out.
And then you always got like the villain.
Is that the dude with the teeth? The post 7.
Wait, now he got a claw on his hand.
No, the fucking pants is all up his ass crack right now.
Yeah, he'll get a fucking. If the niches don't kill him, that boy yeast infection to get his head.
They go to Dollar Store.
And that's what it's called, the Dollar Store.
Oh, damn.
Dollar Shop.
You ain't Dollar Shop.
Oh my God.
The name's Dollars. Like some dirty pictures.
Maybe it's really his type. Look at these.
He got naked.
I told you to give me the honey. Ow! I usually charge for information. But this one's on the house. He's called the Hook. Obvious reasons. When he had both of his hands, he was a real son of a bitch. Counts a lot worse.
Jaws?
No, the actor.
Thank you. Oh, you're a very nice man. Thank you.
It looks like the problem has been solved.
Well, he's shaking his mustache down a little bit.
Look at who was that that just walked past? Right in the shirt, all hunchback and shit.
Next time you pay on time.
Backslap.
Oh, you? Some business, man.
Bright blue eyes.
You better believe it.
Man, he comes down my business too. Box.
Boy, I'd like to see him get his.
Cheap one at that.
Sound like.
So tell me. What do you think about
it? You gotta hold it tight so the shit don't
fall off. Yo, it's gonna fall off. They always have one hand. The arm is always extra long, and you know that he's holding that thing.
Yeah,
and
he's holding it.
Twisted. It should be twisted. It does that a lot in here, too.
Damn. Oh, God, that back! For God's sake!
For God's sake, she got safari gear on. Look, she ran right into it.
That's what happened.
Damn near in the back of the neck.
Those arms make noise like that.
Those arms will be breaking his elbow like that.
He shoved a fucking bench into his chest. Yeah.
No, he killed me with a book.
Also, the one guy, he did the motion of the switchblade, but it was just a regular knife. So,
yeah, you saw that shit too, right?
He changed
Jesse.
Where did he stab?
No, he stabbed you with a
shoe shine
box.
He stabbed you with a shoe shine box.
Damn, she got slapped up one time and dirty as fuck right now.
After what you've been through.
Can we have our money now?
Well, at least he's smart enough to say, can we have our money now?
Yes. Yes, of course.
Button down to her navel.
He changed jackets. And he changed jackets mid-fight.
Damn.
So, you're worried about the button. Her button down here, what's she going to show? Her other back?
It's like, I'm fighting the sea, he's wearing this, then next thing you have to throw the punch, he's wearing a tuxedo.
Oh, shit. Wow.
And nobody
does. And no one says anything.
No one says a damn thing.
They just roll with it. This is Golden Globes, goddammit. We're going to make a fortune off of these karate movies. What is it like? They would get investments for this movie, only use half the money, right?
Yeah.
And make that movie with half the money. I'd say they get out of every $100, they only spend $50. Mm. But then pocket the other $50 and get investments for another movie, use only 50% of the money on that movie, and that's how they fucking, it was a pyramid scheme. And they recently got busted for it. And they still make movies. They're called 21st Century Films now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they were Canon and Golden Globus.
Golden Globus. And now it's 20.
See?
I mean, they did Masters of the Universe.
Now we've got three boys left.
People invested over $150 million in that time period in the 90s. That was a lot of money to do that He-Man movie. They only used half of it.
Have you ever been a father?
Nope.
Sucky as ass.
The movie was supposed to be filmed in eternity.
Not till I came here.
They had to rewrite it because they didn't have the money, so they put it in New Jersey.
From the workers.
The only eternity scene.
Was it left today?
Skeletor's throne room.
They were born here.
Dude.
It's a great
pity. I give credit because this is how I wrote.
How long is Frank
Skeletor had the best lines. You want to know why? He made them up on his own.
Seriously?
They didn't have enough time to write a script for him.
This place has become a haven for criminals, and it's getting worse. And worse.
Then they realized fucking Dolph Lundgren had an accent.
So
we're going to have to give him very little words to say.
I love it here. It's become my home.
Look, look good he's hanging out.
And nobody is going to drive us away.
Job. And she's, what are you fucking selling? Coconuts.
You see?
I mean, it ain't like you going to corner the market.
That's all legs.
So I've noticed.
The man of coconuts. It ain't like she cornered the market on coconuts. Look, I changed his clothes again. Yeah. Damn. Now he's a cowboy. We're gonna sell fish in Atlantis. He's got his running suit on. Got
his
jacket on,
a wave
scully on.
I still got that watch.
You sure I got his jacket open? That's how I heard it. Looked it without.
You tried to sell me a watch, and you stole it off a corpse.
No one's sweating. If you're looking for your wife, I know where she is. Tell me.
He got a towel. Maybe that's why.
Put it on the house of cap. Alberto's bar. She's looking for workers. Come on, Cole. Let's get a morning drink.
I like this guy. Now he wants to do his drink.
1, 2, 3, 4. Come on.
They're war buddies.
Get the job in the war.
They never tell you what war it was. The war.
Yeah, it was the war.
The war on
drugs. He served my rights.
Yeah, and it's always. Yep.
Get a chase to my wife.
I think he gives his wife to him.
And that's a test for the occasion.
That's what you're looking
for. He doesn't care.
You see who's here?
Yes, I see him. Screw him. Your usual Mr. Clark.
Buddy. What about you, sir? Lemonade. Lemonade? That's the fucking you call.
Look, meet some people.
It's a popular drink, and it still is. A
refreshing drink.
Hey, what about my lemonade? I mean, right up.
Look, please. Listen to me. Listen. We pay well. You'll have good quarters. And we need you to stay for at least a year.
Listen to me. Listen to me.
Listen
to
me. This is the part that kills me. He's like the AD.
There you go.
You always got train. One bad guy that maybe one regular guy can beat the shit out of.
Please. Yeah, please.
It's a slander. You cannot work your land without hell. So you have to sell it.
So you scared of women with a hook that 4 foot
and will not be selling.
Overweight.
Excuse me.
Ginger.
Does that happen to be stupid?
It's not.
I'm paid out. Oh, time for an iced tea.
Excuse me, mister. Are you looking for a job, Sam?
And why are you talking like you're a fucking jerk?
So what are you doing in here?
But
having a drink.
White chest.
I'm terribly sorry.
Why don't you do your drinking somewhere else?
What did you say?
That was straight. You know, right? And look, they got porn actors in this.
Like the Red Skull.
I knew you were going to talk to you.
He's terrific. He can handle it.
Shot the way they done this shit. It's always the action and the reaction.
That's a short little
got. No, I know.
He sure is sick.
He had time to fall down yet.
The bionic man hook.
Damn.
He dropped like a piece of wood. It took him long enough.
Sorry about your friends.
Whipping him or slapping him in the face.
We'll swing this thing around.
I'm on to it now with the tape on.
Yeah. See, look how long his sleeve got.
He took those steps like a mountain.
Look at that big lump where his hand literally is underneath that shit.
Hang around. I'll be back.
Oh, yes. And he said that before Arnold did.
Yeah, right.
Stick around. I'll be black. I mean, you know what I mean, you stupid you. I'll be back. And they always got a headquarters like the Kingpin at the top. Mm. God damn them. It's like
expensive enterprise.
Do they live?
Hello, Dad.
1 floor.
$37 million
This dude always played a couple zombie movies. The Italian zombie movie bad guy. He got a dope ass dashiki. Goes down to
the Zurich and Sao Paulo. And of course, our officer.
That's kind of on the
feminine side, right?
Yeah.
Especially, listen how he talks.
Mr. Sat,
yes, sir.
Were my conclusions on the Landers property correct?
Oh, shit.
1,000%, sir. The oil potential is incredible.
Everybody's great.
Mr. Parker, I do hope Siegfried has good news for us.
Siegfried,
not exactly, Mr. Vanarius. You see,
address Mr. Vanarius directly.
I'm sorry.
Mr. Parker, see if
Mr. Vanarius,
I told you not to speak to him.
Damn.
Mr. Parker, you know I'm a logical man. Isn't that correct, gentlemen?
Everyone knows you're a logical man, Mr. Vanarius. Then why can't a simple piece of business be accomplished without all this aggravation?
Frank Landis refuses to set his line, Mr. Vanarius. Mr. Parker!
That was the hero. God damn!
Oh, Mr. Glickman. Yes, sir. Is Siegfried still on our payroll? Yes, sir. Mr. Siegfried Schultz is still on our payroll.
He's too close. We all up on him.
That's 5 grand.
What is the problem? His problem is a man. A stranger.
My man,
what stranger?
And why is the hook turned like this?
Friend
he got an extra joint in his hand.
They get rid of it.
That owes him.
That's about him, right?
It's not
that easy. He got a double joint in his wrist.
Not that easy.
Damien Omar?
No, I knew that man. Better man.
Yeah, that's the husband on the chip.
Mr. Landers.
We must have Landers property.
Yeah.
I want it. What will it take to get it?
Yep.
Aw, man.
He was married to the
very
girl.
Very well.
That we yep.
Then you will have them.
Susan George.
That's it.
Good morning.
We got Mr. Rourke White.
Mr. Vanarius is very pleased to see you all.
Deputy Jews and
unfortunately, we can't use all
of yeah, but they go after him one hour.
We do need 10
some bitches there to fight one guy in there.
How
many of you think you're qualified?
I'm always one white guy.
I am gratified to see that there are this many good men here today. This man works for me. Do you think he's a good
this
man?
This motherfucker was all the way in the back.
In the back. Yeah, now he's up front.
He looks
in
like
the back,
a
up top.
To me. And what is your name?
Preacher.
Oh.
Wow.
And what do you preach?
My sermon for today is do what the man wants done.
And I...
Very good.
Need a boyfriend.
Would you kill him for me?
What? Hey.
I said, kill him. Murder him. Smash him. Waste him.
Consider it done.
Oh shit.
Fast off, get down on your knees and pray. I think you got my point.
Why you didn't do that to the motherfucker that was slapping the shit out of you?
Right.
When did you get in here?
Hello?
Now, how many good men do I have?
Is it me you're looking for? I ain't working wrong. He got a hook on his hand and stabbed me in the dick. Is that why
thank you, gentlemen. Mr. Parker. Cheers,
in order to save time,
so now you're going to have
Mr. Vanarius, would like you to form pairs? Decide amongst yourselves who's going to work for us.
Or I think I just dug up a cameo song I'm putting this movie for, and ain't one of them.
Too hot to chop.
I'm going all in when it comes to the old 80s, late 70s. If the movie sucked, at least the music's gonna be good.
I got something to add to it, boy.
Too hot to chop, now baby. Well, it's too hot to chop, now baby.
We're still chopping. Did you ever find a song for Bobby? We still need to find a song that matches him up.
Bobby.
The white guy next door. We need a song that has blue in it or. Sounds something very rock and roll.
I came across
the control, and Rodrigo Pola sends it back the other way.
It also has to be like around the
special on that play.
Yeah, I want nothing.
Villa sends the ball up.
This is true. That might be.
Picked up by Tom Lillas.
Take it
out.
I'm going to say something too.
Find out everything there is to know, Parker. Why did you play? Are you kidding me?
Oh my.
I haven't been on a horse in over a year. Did you see me sitting there on my ass down in Bandos? You wiped those guys out.
That part was the part was
I lost it, Cole.
They go, get up.
Whatever it was, I've lost it.
Dude.
Hey, Frank.
I've been watching a lot of
what about Africa? What about Africa?
Did you try to win
it? It was 100 years ago.
And the guy didn't scream. Yeah. And the part comes in. Get up.
I'm going to wet my whistle.
Boss, we're back.
I was thinking for Bob, something from Steve Miller Band.
Your workers have foolishly gone against the
business. You can't make interest on that, motherfucker.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm saying?
A lot of them.
You can't make interest with that. You can't make. You can't come in.
Yeah, you need to step. Keep your ass in the house. I figured this dude just happened to be laid down, and let's have this open area so we can drag him around in a circle. There he is, riding on a horse with his
cane.
Where it can't go on with his butt. If he's got a fight, how about them tying their fucking boots?
Hey,
keep them out of the car. All this can be coconut leg.
Oh, shit.
Damn, that kid came where nowhere near. Look.
Not one thing I can do.
He could be.
Is he wearing corduroy in the middle?
In the heat. What was that? You punched him in the side.
Why don't you not take
me? None at all.
Then he's about to run. I thought he'd be alright.
They just fell.
Pop that shit off.
Why is he screaming like it hurt? Hey, it ain't like it's connected to you something. Naturally, you dick. No, they didn't. Wow, wow, wow.
Wow.
They just gave him the They gave him the fucking trumpet. Wow, wow, wow. Look at this thing.
What are they doing?
This is living mobile.
Oh, man, he got the broke hand and the whole nine.
Well, Siegfried.
Why is this wrist
what do you think of my work of art?
Because what you think is
betrayed by
that? Not anything wrong.
My living mobile.
Why is my mobile wearing that shit?
The one in the pool, you moron.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's a real masterpiece, Mr. Benarius.
Did you just see
it? I don't know. I'm just not so good today.
Not
so good today.
That the other hand ain't connected to now.
Mr. Parker?
I guess
got the hook back on there, but the first time when he
jested his hand out towards
the it was a regular ass hand.
More men? What happened to the ones I gave?
Take it off!
What did he do with them?
It's not what I did with them. It's what he did with them.
He? One man? We are afraid of one man?
Yes, it's like an army.
Over the top.
It's like a whole army.
Mr. Parker, maybe we should recruit this army.
It's difficult. It's very difficult, tell him.
Mr. Parker, I am so tired. Please tell this toad that he no longer works for us.
Thank you, Mr. Valerius. Thank you.
What? Where was this scene even going?
Mr. Parker...
Please,
you take care of this.
Why's the stick like that?
Certainly, sir.
Why's it standing out there like a dick hanging out of his pants?
Girls, from the top.
Yes,
from the top. Are you ready for my supreme creation?
How about new?
Yeah,
that's new. Not stick that. Point that stick at me.
Put that stick like somewhere that. Else. But yeah, it's just, man, shit. I got. If the soundtrack of the movie itself comes together, it's gonna be better than the goddamn movie.
How you sending it to me? On what, Facebook?
Who's the note from? There's our signature on it.
Well, I won't send it to him. Well,
who gave it to you? No one gave it to me. A jeepney driver wanted to know where you were, and I showed him the way.
Yeah, and who gets the tip?
Not you.
So what do we do now?
You're not
going.
Sideburns
on guard.
Not to meet that bloody
hook
again.
They cover his ears like halfway.
He's just a fat little pig working for someone much bigger.
A sinner.
Exactly.
Help
this
me.
Motherfucker was dead.
Right, yeah.
That? Oh, the other guy.
Sure.
Who was laid there all up?
Yeah.
Didn't help at all.
Wait. They messed up.
Got to do this, man.
Blood on him. You gotta always make the.
His shirt
the lips a little bit shorter than the one you're talking.
You take care.
Still moving.
This shirt must have been buttoned the wrong way.
Let's go. Wait. Easy does it.
He had a
do it easy.
Like an Angola.
So he doesn't wear his
right.
Only when he's fighting ninjas.
That's it.
Frank.
It's definitely false advertising.
You asked me to bring it? I brought it.
You ain't kidding. They're always talking into the dress.
You'll see when you get there.
You see more of that guy in the mid.
I'll give you exactly 3 seconds to tell me where the meeting is, or I break your neck.
Look at him mustache. There's a nice box
for Fort Santiago. Okay, let's go.
He could have killed me.
Mister, you're not going anywhere.
He's not going to Hawaii. Wow. He makes Chuck Norris look like a fucking virtuoso, right? He just fucking makes... That's I what I love about it. Like, they can make this movie in the 80s. We can make
anyway,
it.
Anyway, I don't like guns.
We don't know what the fuck we're doing.
Dick. Yeah. But that was real actual.
He was going to Hong Kong.
Right, Hawaii.
Yeah. Steven Seagal, he had it. He had the only kick he had, he would kick you in the shit.
That was in the back.
He was going to have to break an arm off.
Yeah. Why would you do that?
For real.
Right, oh man, that would be great, man. with Steven Seagal's referee. I was in the CIA, blah blah blah. My fucking ain't did none of that shit. Oh, he probably spelled the letter CIA once and all of a sudden he just built this whole career out of fucking man.
Keep your eyes open.
And I was also a sheriff down in Louisiana.
Oh, yeah, and you teach people. I volunteer my services as a sheriff. Because now he's an expert in fucking shooting, school shootings and shit. Why? Because he said he is. Oh yeah, Frank Duke. That's the biggest fucking phony shit.
Bloodsport Frank Duke.
He made all that shit up. And his
school. Oh, that never happened.
His school's fucking bullshit.
Because Cats, that was the real Reaper Ray guy back in the day. Saw it now. Oh, shit.
Here
you go, wait a minute.
Hey, man, your name is Frankie Dukes. Like, put up your dukes, all right?
Look, whatever. We're all going on here sticking around at night. It was somebody on the other side.
Oh, we collapsed. Grabbing up the ninja straps. So
yeah.
All those cats.
Who are you?
To this music.
That's not important.
That was like a Joshua Batman.
They stole it.
Our offer for your latest
straight generous.
Damn! Best scene in the movie.
Cash. Anywhere in the world you wish.
Damn!
What the hell? Right. Either he stole it from Bruce or Bruce took it from him.
He stole it from Bruce.
It's the 80s, so. Bruce is
dead by 81.
At least
let. Makes sounds like.
At least let the button let the hit first.
How much are we talking about?
You can't
about?
See the Coliseum scene with Tim and
Chuck Norris. We're talking about the seven figures, Mr. Landers.
Yeah. Where's this lighting coat?
That's a very
Super Saiyan man.
But I'm afraid I have one small problem.
The correct
See, look, he did a judo chop from the 70s.
You see, you have no time.
You gotta hit me with a judo chop.
No time.
That's all. You not sell it.
How much time are you willing to give me?
Marbles. You
see, you have no choice.
What they used to call them things, little noisemakers?
Yeah, you crack them noisemakers. You spin around, right? That's what it sounds like. Look at all these motherfuckers.
What, white suits?
Everybody in white suits.
What is this?
You're about to get attacked by the Rourke.
See, I don't want to say
where's
that.
The man
letter people.
Should be shutting them around here somewhere. Like,
what?
Excuse us a moment.
I'll say it.
But this is the industry gay mafia right here.
Yeah.
Well,
everybody dressed in white.
They're either all trying to be Mr. Rourke or
just new Wildlands
Klansmen.
There you go.
It should be 20 of them out of here.
That's some fantasy out of
Hold on a minute. We'll kill you in a minute. We just got to find the rest of the guys.
Oh,
man. And they need all these men to fight.
I've seen the problem.
So this ain't the men in black.
This is just white men in white.
They got on love
boots. Look at that.
A love boot suit.
Gentlemen. I believe these belong to you.
All these guns.
Now, that's what the fuck he does with it. And he gave the guns back.
All these M16s.
Not one round went off.
No one pulled the trigger.
Okay. They're covered, Mr. Parker. Drop that gun or you're a dead man.
Guess he didn't stop
behind him. He just had a knife. Now he got a gun.
That's why don't you put him down? Now!
Where's the ninjas at?
The
boys.
All of you!
Well, if they put some hoods on, they'll be in the clan, right?
Yeah, pretty much. What are these guys made out of? Ceramics?
It's like putting down a plate.
I was
about to say, it sounds like they're putting down a chair.
What are you putting down for? What the hell is shit is this?
Put down the glam dust. It might be fair.
So this is a
Duncan
scene, isn't it?
Right.
Look how
she held him down. Yes, sir. Easy does it. Yeah, so just need the French tilt and have the Batman seat.
Damn.
Might just have cracked a couple of shots. And the dude took a shot to the back, and it sounded like summary on your crutch. Some people are making contact.
Boom, fun, and
no, no.
Yeah, why that sound like a bullshit?
That's not even him doing it.
That's just Stone doing it, right? Stone's doing that fucking fight.
If you don't see Franco Nero's face, it's definitely Stone. Poor guy, he's way out of his league. Maybe that's why I'm afraid to have kids.
What?
What about Marianne?
Yeah.
So what do you do? He left the baby sheet back at the...
He got one.
We never really talk about it.
And now he's talking about he can't get hard on.
You could have got it back.
Don't get me wrong, Cole. She's a very sexy lady. So she wants it all.
Get Glacius.
I can't get it up for her lately.
She deserves
This is what he tells us.
Oh, you talking about the book?
Yeah, let's go.
What is this going from?
We were terrific tonight.
He said he can't get it up for her lately.
You know what I want to do right now? Is just get stoned out of my mind.
He's like, you can't get it up.
That explains activation. That's why she all aggravated the man. She ain't hanging out with Pee-wee. Yep, it was like time to get drunk. There she is.
Walking the moon with nothing on.
Nothing on.
Still looks like she's gonna be done at the same time. Look at it. All that damn shit is way too complicated.
Yeah.
Come home with either nothing or barely nothing. She looked like Florence Nightingale or the Ghost of Christmas Past, whatever the fuck she's got on.
With the I Dream of Genie
outfit. Yeah, I guess they're trying to give you the idea that she's sexy because you can see kind of see through it.
He's already here.
What
the fuck?
He's already
out. I haven't been packed down in a while.
Wait a minute. He just left his boy. That's his man's wife, right?
Yeah.
He left her at the bar.
See, there she is.
We done had Jack rules all the time. We were going to be
in the pins or something.
Like, she got the drawers with the maxi pad on right now.
Does she got them on? I don't know.
That's your granny panty.
They just got up talking about he can't have sex with his wife, and then magically she goes into his bedroom.
He's so obviously, butt naked already.
Obviously, that they had a conversation.
Hey, you know what I mean? If you ain't back down here.
Just a hoe.
Or that, too. Can't be rubbing up on them coconuts all the time.
Rub up on these nuts.
Look how he eat. What is he, four?
Absolutely sensational, boy. I slept like a baby last night. I haven't felt
that.
I can't. That's how
you feel.
Look, now they look guilty.
Look, she's trying to change the subject.
Now he's sitting there in his Huey Newton chair and shit.
Hold up. How he get to sit in the chair? That must be the man of the house, too.
Not no mother. This
morning. I remember him kind of a lean-faced, lean-looking guy.
Look at him.
He really came out to the
room.
Remember how we laid him out? It was in that bar in the middle of the night.
He's dropping shit.
She all nervous. Yeah. Dude, you told him that you did what he had
that mustache on. She don't know what.
And he ain't pick up on none of it.
Don't you ever get tired at the sound of your own voice?
There's wind blowing right now.
God knows I
tell her.
What's the matter with
you? Look at the wind in the back.
Attitude, you didn't get enough sack time last night.
Did you hear what he said? You didn't get enough sack time last night?
Well, she smiled.
Time for tennis?
Anyone for tennis?
Who wrote that into the script? What does tennis got to do with any of this conversation?
20 minutes, that isn't possible.
Night before. She has some more.
She's trying to
get her home. What,
29?
I want tennis. I want Serena and Venus Williams.
I made some notes.
Or, the other guy was...
Don't get drunk.
Ninjutsu. The ancient Japanese art of assassination. Ninjas were private killers for the ancient Japanese clans.
Ninja come in.
That's preposterous. Yeah, this is 20th century Manoa.
Yeah.
Not feudal Japan. Well, preposterous or not, sir, we're dealing with a highly disciplined person who, like in ancient times, excels in martial arts, swordsmanship, archery, and poisons.
And
these men are able men of many parts.
And these men are still
available.
That's right. In the 80s, right? What was he looking at?
Discipline and power. But nowadays, they only use it for self-discipline.
As if Snoke is working for Landers.
Black book.
Well, so I was
there you go.
Yeah,
using the old
house park.
I'll have to go to Japan, sir. Then why are you still here, Mr.
Barton? We were looking for airplane stock footage.
He very good. But then make five pictures with Mr. Kurosawa.
Composed that helicopter.
He played samurai. Also, made picture here.
At one point, we even made our own stock.
We made our own stock. Horseback. His best
swordsmanship. I got some
arms. What do you represent?
Did I film them going in the tunnel?
Do I want?
We did that too. We did the tunnel and
You are certain your needs are for good cause.
He's sitting on a moose chair.
Master Komori.
No, that's the cushion from office.
We have great problems with violence in our little town. We need help.
So here,
I think I have the right man for you.
After his own boy.
Yeah.
That was the one who fixed his head off.
Right. And he's thinking he's
better than them.
See, now this guy's gonna do. He's gonna put his audition tape out, you know, his remix tape.
Oh shit.
Walk into the room, we can't see you.
No, because he can't do that. He keeps jumping in and changing shit. That's called editing right there.
Oh, he jumped off to the side and came down with different weapons.
Oh, he's going to get another weapon.
Yeah, he can change his shit.
Just had him lined up on the side.
Yo, he's got an assistant handing him shit.
It's like I'm tired.
That's why he ain't moving like that no more. That's the quietest one I've ever heard.
I told you.
Yes, boss.
Excellent.
Boss. Why do you keep failing me? You're crazy.
I thought it was going to have a thing.
Yeah, clack, clack, clack. Yeah, the two bamboo sticks is snapping together and make all this damn noise.
Gentlemen, I would now deal as agent.
Her whole house was
Ninja Hashigan.
I felt like I would break everything in that house. Everything was fucked so down. His giant ass self stumbling around. I was like, where do I sit? Pull out on the couch. Like you said, the couch fell in the middle. I'm sitting on the fucking floor. They didn't pull out all this raw, halfway cooked food. I was like, now you have to put that on that plate and mark it, baby.
Turn it over.
Yeah, fry that shit up.
Yeah, you're a vampire now.
Yeah, I see you fry that shit up. And they looked at me like, yeah, I'll eat. I'm going to eat. We'll
check on that.
I tell you, I felt like I was the biggest guy in town. I was talking about the bouncers.
Oh, yeah. Man, who that mother?
These are David Bowie.
You won't run.
Charles Venerius.
Why are you so good at running?
He didn't jump. Tell me.
That's Danny
Parch.
Where is
Adam?
Danny Bonaducci. You notice every white person in this movie talking like they're from Australia. See, he made the next sound crack.
Give him a message for me.
Yeah? What message?
I don't like to be followed.
You go shout to the throat.
No, you can't. Never mind. I'll tell him myself.
Ain't no way in hell Joe gonna pull a gun out on me. I knock him to his fucking, knock him to his back, and I'm walking away and leaving him with that gun.
I'm taking that gun, and I'm taking my little cash you got on. Dude. I'm gonna give the money to a punk. He said, go over there and see what's happening. So it looks like he did. Fuck all that shit. Yes. 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 What? Yes. Yes. Dude, I seen a movie that, and it's, I don't watch these movies too often, and me and Cameron, we just was frozen. We were watching Death.
Oh, shit.
I was fucking pissing myself. I forgot how funny that movie was. Because that was my dad. All the way. Wheelchair, take me to the bathroom. The shit that got there, and I had to do all that shit. That was my pop all the way. Take no goddamn potato salad up here. What the fuck was the potato? Oh, I was like, man. My, that's one of the last few films he's seen, and he just covered CB right there. Covered his face. I'm like, look like somebody you know? You crazy old fart? That's Zoe Saldana in it. Ron Glass was in it. Remember Ron Glass?
Yeah.
Fucking Barney Miller. Had everybody in there. Sal was in it. Chris Rock was the star.
And Martin.
Yeah, and see, again, that's one of the few movies I've seen with Martin in that I like. I'm not a big Martin fan.
Okay.
But Sal was funny as hell. When he say, what was Uncle Charlie or whatever, saying, I know you had the doo-doo, so I'm going to help you come in the bathroom, Uncle Charlie, because you had the doo-doo. Oh, Uncle Charlie, you shit all over my arm, and I'm stuck in the toilet.
Oh,
get your hand out of the way, goddammit, get your hand out of the way.
Oh, man.
When will you do this job?
And Loretta Devine plays every black mama in the world. So she was good because that's the role she played. And Keith David was the priest.
Mm-hmm.
My patient's up in here. I don't know. I done missed two Christmas and a funeral for this. So we're going to get this shit started. Hey.
You fellas interested in art?
Look at this. Art.
Not bad.
I'll make you one hell of a deal.
Look at
this. Yeah. We're exploiting your culture and your women. Like you've never seen your naked women. Yeah, that was good. Damn, Marston.
You got these clickety clacks on. She's loud as hell.
You got tap dance. What did you hit him with?
Hold up.
Chop did it?
Yeah. Oh, I'm about to say, he fucked up his own head.
So they all got in there, got naked, and changed colors. Yes? Yes, we did.
Oh, where's that clothing?
I don't know.
They had them hanging up. Well, the jackets, they had them hanging up on the
their old clothes?
Yeah.
Got to eat about this shit, I guess. That's how I'm doing security.
Hold up. Now, now one of them motherfuckers got a mustache all on a clean face.
Right, and they're like, hey, it's Frank.
His mustache stick out through a whole fucking engine mask.
And other dudes' height change. You don't notice that in your coworkers?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, I don't like my coworkers.
He's short. He's the tallest one.
They got the VJ hats on.
Huh, he like the Yao Ming of the 80s with that shit on.
What a crazy office this is.
What?
Oh,
What?
I used to be a safe cracker in the old days.
And you're a cracker now.
You didn't just say he used to be a safe cracker.
That's the same crap. No, you're just a regular old crap.
Oh, same crap. I thought you said same crap.
Now I'm just crazy.
Same crap. Now I know why Benarius wants Frank's land.
It's not.
It's worth a fortune.
You always gotta keep a safe desk. You don't just leave fucking documentation sitting on top of
you. Listen to the pool.
Hey! They got blue movies here.
Blue movies?
Ooh, I hope this is one I haven't seen.
And he, look, they're sneaking around. He turns on a projection. Because no one else
can see. Hey, snitch!
What's this stuff on? It's private.
Look at that guy with the bow and arrow. What's he up to?
Well, he has a bow and arrow. You notice you didn't say, look at the guy with Sonny Bono with the fucking hand pistol.
Looks like some kind of a thriller.
Not to mention.
In the summertime.
Why would you die? And why would you fall to the floor? Must reach the beta capsule.
The hand.
Who?
That ain't the hand that got stabbed.
No, I'm saying the hand hurt that bad that he can't
just roll
just up. Just who in the hell is that character?
Someone I went to school with in Japan.
You really did say it. I was just making that up.
Really? Damn.
Meanwhile, there's rich people sit far, far away from each other. He got hired goon squad with shotguns. Now, at least this bitch is wearing black, and he's at nighttime.
He's trying.
Until his next movie, where
he's actually trying to be cool.
In the next movie, he's wearing black, and then fighting the wrong thing. Like, fighting over some jobs with heroin in it.
Don't jump up here.
Well, you didn't hear that, right?
So, yeah, some clogs on trying to.
He's river dancing and shit.
Black spider.
A human fly.
There you go.
Wasn't me.
What were you doing when you were attacking us?
Even though that's not what those things are for, but yeah, okay. You know, we'll go with it. You know, you're wearing
a Joker would use it for that purpose. Joker would use it for that purpose,
bro. Trying to be fucking, you know, quiet, stealthy.
You're going to make him scream.
But yeah, that was something.
You couldn't, like, hit him with a blow needle or something.
Or something. Yeah, you got a million gimmicks.
Rip it across his throat. That way he couldn't make a sound.
The loudest fucking death you could get.
It's like me trying to press a nail through your forehead, but you're not going to scream.
Boom. Straight up bone. So how long were these claws to go through his bone and puncture his brain? See, that's why I said they were climbing gear.
Yeah,
I mean, you could probably do a lot of good ripping when you're fighting with the fuckers and shit. But
oh, not through his skull.
He went to my man into his skull.
Unless his skull was made out of... He had to have the crusher for you.
I think he went into...
Unless his head was made out of paper mache.
Nah, but this is the thing, though. He'd have had to detach his hand from that claw because he ain't pulling it back out.
He's quite a dice.
You'd be right. Now, I'm walking that shit.
Leave your damn glove there.
And he's been trying to get the hand out.
You know,
damn, now you're stuck.
Yeah, then.
Look, people are getting killed behind them while they're talking.
Practically on top of each other.
He's garbage stomping motherfuckers to the ground. No one here.
The second pair of these that I lost by doing that.
Makeup game is crazy, right? Like, you just took chapstick and went, all over me.
He over here telling her, I know you was just fucking this guy.
Not much better. Clean shaven. I think you should do it more often. Suits you.
Maybe this motherfucker was clean shaven throughout the whole movie.
Maybe she was thinking about growing a mustache.
Well, maybe I should just grow a mustache.
Maybe she liked the black bras over there. Maybe she liked the mustache that was on her mustache.
Yeah, really.
You know, Marianne. I like there are times when I wake up in the morning and I look at this guy in the mirror and I say,
why did they put, I guess they got to get a full feature film out. And they're just adding all this unnecessary shit. Does this add
to the bitch never answers me.
I think you're being a little hard.
Oh, God.
Well, I think Cole was a little hard on you.
Yeah, I just played up my hand.
Since your boy didn't
with the mustache.
I'll tell you one thing, though.
I don't know anymore, man.
I don't know who was the motherfucker that was brave enough to get some head on it, man.
So after Papa left,
what
was
it? Careful, please.
It's all right, Frank.
Guards! Hurry up! Listen to the guards,
careful. She got a shotgun.
Guards!
She out there returning.
Is anybody out there?
It is hot just looking at this film.
You can't wait for me. Where's my goddamn pistol?
But yeah, it looks like
she... Why are you looking for a pistol when your wife got a shotgun?
She grabbed the big dick that goes outside.
Pretty fucking much.
You better get a pistol.
Look how far she got away from the house that quick, too. She did it, Michael Myers.
It must be one step equals shotguns.
One step equals 20. And he found it. They
well, you know,
where's my pistol?
Didn't walk out with
me. Where are you?
Probably
with your front door.
Damn.
I play baseball with a pistol.
Where's everybody?
You got a gun.
Scary as hell to be had have been in the war.
Really?
A trained assassin.
Seriously?
Elbow him out.
And it throws him over.
And gets away.
He don't look like he's really trying to push it.
Yeah, he looks like he don't want to.
That was a creeper.
Yeah, it's creeper.
Hold up. My question is this, though. Did he take off the fucking claw?
I don't know, she ain't dead.
Because her mouth should have been ripped the fuck up, right?
Yeah, right. Well, we would never know what those teeth is. She got mouth like a bear trap.
Yeah, that's
well,
true.
Well, we only saw one hand. He was going hee hee hee, because the other hand was barely getting.
Hurry up!
Look at this dude.
Only wearing a bear claw with one hand?
He should have been fucking bent down.
Look how he's holding the shotgun. Never mind. I could have sworn he threw something at him.
I did too.
Come on, Mary Ann was getting a better fight than
him. Sword!
I swear to God. I swear to God, if a guy ever cartwheeled in a fight,
I'm going to knock the shit out of him. It's not my sword! Slice him up!
Dude, that other guy's got
a sword. White folks was the one that produced this movie and directed
it. Not really.
No?
Jeez. From Israel. All that money they got from Israel. In a country that they really didn't know. We're going to get started on that shit. Man, these men just make things hard. Any other movie, they flip-flopping and flying all over the fucking place. Finished. He got her crucified. See, he's not that good. He keeps missing him.
Since what the niggas
gotta go? Yeah, it sounded like an electric. Yeah, an electronic ninja star.
The leg was penetrated.
Now he's decided to turn. I like the way she's handcuffed up on one, two, three trees.
Lay a piece of blood on that thing.
Cut!
Oh, because your boy's still over there.
Now, none of this would have happened if they weren't out there playing detective ace.
You know, Tom Selleck and the old guy, the man,
he's a dollar.
Where are the guards?
Look how he walked up.
Ew.
Switching his shit.
Hey. Where is everybody?
That was my man.
He got a bum rap, man, because his daddy let a murder take place in his organization, so he got a bum rap. Carly got a damn bum rap.
This really is too much, Mr. Parker.
You know why he ain't working with him anymore?
I think we should activate our visitor from Japan.
Everyone.
Who?
Carly.
I have already, sir.
Carly didn't appreciate that.
He should be well into his work by now.
He's got time playing for the boys.
And I'm still trying to figure out where the Japanese drums coming from.
Nothing to do with no
the reason for it. They burning down huts and, you know, shit that they used to say black people lived in.
Trump's not saying I'm going. I ain't seen no one technique yet.
Nah, not, no martial arts training at all. All I see is him flailing around and people bumping. Where's Dollar at?
These Norwegian ninjas here.
Well, and they never locked their doors.
And notice when he walked into that joint, he had a different color suit on.
Oh, his security outfit?
No, before he changed into the security
outfit. He got the security outfit on,
he? Yeah, he indeed did a triple changer over here.
Then he lost an old white guy. Perfectly good old white guy. He lost him. I don't know what he did with him.
So you're saying he was a blitzman?
Try to change it. There you go.
I gotta see that belt. Because it does look like it's a fucking rubber flag.
Yo, there's a. This is like a backwards B right here. But that one he had on the earlier scene? Yeah.
See?
Kill.
I'm looking for my brother. And then we'll call Mustache. Try to make this thing. It's the wrong. They just said, elevated, they did the Michael Myers day and Jason's the second body. Which I used to fucking think was, you know, Hollywood.
How this motherfucker?
It's a flashback.
Cover me. You got it. Come tell us. Keep running. You need to tell me.
I'm taking
it. Oh, listen to this. The war is over. Yeah, the goddamn war is over.
Yeah. Look,
what are you gonna do now?
Same spot.
I'm gonna find myself a good woman and live to be 100. What about you?
I'm gonna fuck you.
I'm gonna wait till you get fucking hungover and then I'm gonna fuck
you. I'm gonna fuck your woman before she turns 100. Damn, he really look like Tom Selleck. Damn.
Marianne!
He ain't worried about this boy no more.
Right.
Oh, okay. Shit.
Joel. Now he got all his gear. Joel. Somehow he had all this in a double bag.
Sha. Kai. Jin. Retsu. Zai.
Kuriki.
Zen.
Kuriki.
Yeah, Roseman.
Mr. Hanson. I know it's blue. Remember that from something. Muto. It's like something like Kimmy.
Yeah, each symbol and word is a gesture of strength or something. Yeah.
Okay, they got this whole arsenal of weapons down there. Yeah, you carry on that shit.
Well, that's that hit too. Could you carry? No, it's close. Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice.
Oh shit, it do sound like that too.
Turn the nuts.
Oh shit. That was
that's why we're Mama Voorhees in the whole background. Every time he kills somebody, Mama Voorhees is kicking.
Oh, this is him walking around. He should have just. He got the whole ninja suit on.
He puts the elbow to the mouth right to the face. And he knocks him out. You would think, even though he's dumb.
Look at that, Eddie. He's coming up with a 74 now.
Is it that guy with the mustache?
Yeah. We're
pretty sure. He's trying to hide it, but it ain't working.
Strange, somebody got all white bow and arrows attached to him.
But they did hire a ninja.
No, they know their name is in black, though.
Chairs and shit.
You know he wins. Kill that bitch.
See, that's the greatest scene ever. You do this, you shut. You do that, and it's over. You just show that cause and effect. And then you put a sound effect in between
it. You don't need to know. Hold up. Now, y'all know that shot just went off.
And they didn't hear none of that.
Nobody heard nothing. In the room of people right there in the pool.
Okay.
just climb up that thing to make a grand entrance, and then he just walked. He was already on that floor, though.
He was carrying
on. You got on.
Stay where you are, mister. Shoot him.
He's back. Just softly. Oh, not the
He lost his whole sword. You mean to tell me you couldn't take the sword back?
There's no blood.
Pity he wasn't Japanese. You might have enjoyed his harakiri then.
You know, you notice with
he didn't have to kill half our guards, you know. Mr. Venaris expecting you.
Shit.
So the ribbon's floating around.
Come on. I'll take you to him.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to trust this guy. And he goes.
One of those interesting outfit. Who's your tailor?
And where did everybody else go? Did they call?
That is some controlled blood.
Yeah, because that's just a ribbon floating around in the water. It's the oldest trick in the world.
Shouldn't they just build the Cooper Tail Labs?
Yeah, what was that? Like a, you know, pre-Octagon. Is it hot? Is it hot like me?
Where is he? He's waiting outside in the castle.
Yeah.
He killed Elliot and a couple of guards at the office. Why didn't he kill you? Oh, he does not leave, sir. I've got a message for you. Oh, really? Yes.
You know, exactly.
He says he'll kill you if you don't release the girl and leave her properly alone.
Is that so? Well, bring him in to me, Mr. Parker. I am a reasonable man.
So?
Dude, this guy has the best death scene in the history of the fight.
You're in the background.
When you see it, you're
going to
be like,
the guy in the background. Please, let him know who's at the bed. Kill him.
And this is in the middle of a busy street. No one notices all these dead bodies.
Broad daylight.
Remember they were
causing trouble, so they didn't do anything.
Mr. Venarius!
That's in the case.
He's got the back down.
Yeah. So he's gone. He's killed all the guards and the boss and then disappeared.
No.
Got the
no.
ninja stuff on with the ring.
He's here. Ah, yes. He's here somewhere.
No,
he didn't defend.
Why is it everybody's got to wear
white suits?
I was just about to say.
You are here, aren't you, Ninja?
That way we know when we shoot you, you shot.
Ninja?
You know, good guys wear black.
Ninja?
Bad guys wear white.
Show yourself. I'm ready to talk.
You guys that think they're bad guys. You right. bad guys that think they're good guys wear white. Like,
the whole scenario makes no sense. Back. Especially if you're a good guy, you're always wearing white. Yeah, if all the villains are wearing white.
Oh, you are the
who set all that shit up?
Damn,
he did that beforehand. He showed up 4 hours before I
said his bombs. Bring me that one!
Why did you tell him your plan? Yell that out.
He was stunned to look at that box. And he barely got
I just want the homie to move.
Because
he had to say brother to
he
was black.
Well, he's dead now, so
he's back.
You know, nigga, you had to 2 minutes of fame.
He gave you your 30 seconds worth of fame without a name. You don't even have a name.
He's black. He's JJ. You say brother, where is we against the afro?
Stabbing in the face with a bunch of jacks.
That's what I'm saying. He's got a bunch of jacks in his face. Look at this dude's hair. Donald Trump. Is he inhaling this shit or blowing it out?
It's sticky.
It sounded like he was inhaling,
did
right?
Did he just hit him with respect pads?
Yeah. Yep.
Took him out of his freshly pressed shirt.
Below darker than respect pads. The sparks.
Good. My pants are so tight. I see my ass cheeks.
Hold that, man. Hold it.
Hold it. You still take it out, right?
Yeah, all right. Last second. Let me take it out before I
shoot. I want to run. I'm done.
He's the only guy who took a shot. Look at his back.
I'm throwing out his shoes.
Three, bro.
You see it?
What is it?
Damn, he took a hard punch.
Yo, how did I get in his back? We just gotta get rid of the front.
Look, he knocks the rest of them down. Bang. That really looked like he wasn't holding up shit. Did he not stab that guy already?
I think it was a different guy.
No, he stabbed
him. Threw him off the railing. Ninja! And jumped down and choked his ass out.
Dead.
Ninja!
Because that's too close. Nigga! Okay. Nigga!
There he is.
Oh, caught it in the gut, but when the close up was in his face.
Yeah. Because it looked like it was going straight to
the chest. Like, oh! And then when he get up close, he's like, ah! Straight in.
Yeah, with a hat pin. Mr. Parker!
Huh. Oh, there's no more ninja.
I want
huh?
my black ninja and I want him now!
You want his what?
You want his black ninja
and
he
wait, wants him. Did you say what I think you said?
Just say, I want my black ninja and I want him now!
That's what every black worker working for them would just whoop his ass. I didn't mean that!
Ninja!
Oh, big bunch of black. What? Listen to this guy trying to talk to him.
I'll shoot him if you don't shut yourself now!
What?
Just one moment, Mr. Parker.
Dog soldier.
Ninja.
Sound like the listen. Sound like a character.
I really do want to talk to you.
And the music sounds like I don't want to kill now.
Damn.
Don't let her go.
What's your guys?
He got an arrow in his arm.
Don't let her go.
She got a half a bamboo tree stuck to her.
She got an arrow. Fuck you.
Well, almost got
one.
Let go.
Stay. Why you stand? He's standing there.
Oh no, this is like American Ninja.
Oh, this came out before. Same company made it.
Yeah.
Yep, same company made it.
Yeah, the same story.
Many guys! The same job! It's the same
we gotta give it
the same look.
You want the guy?
Except Joe didn't have memories.
Now we can talk.
Exactly. He has memories. Military guy, studied
if you want Mr. Parker alive.
Black guy. He's just black guy. It's all jacked
who
up.
Said I wanted yeah. Mr. Parker Steve alive? James.
Damn. Damn. Oh,
Mr.
Parker,
boy.
What's up?
Just quick shit.
Now, wait, Ninja, wait. Why don't we speak like...
But did that chair say
civilized? I finally got my hand like you.
You?
I got the hook. Our ninja, a hired assassin.
Why don't you come to work for me?
Considering you're a fucking...
A position has to come back.
That's basically all you are.
Not for hire.
You could run for president.
Then what were you
I
doing
guess,
working for?
You know, that's basically all he is.
Frank Landers.
He's not dealing
he was
drugs
my friend.
Or any of that shit.
You.
He just wants land.
You killed him, and now I'm gonna kill you.
Is he shooting a gun or firing bullets? Best death scene ever. Look,
shit.
Check my hands out. Watch the chat's hands. Oh well. I told you I had the best death scene ever. He was like,
well,
I have words, but I'm lost.
Well,
I'm lost for words.
Marianne!
So now,
are you
dude
all
right? Should just go home. His mission over. His boss died.
My mask sounded
like a
mask.
Go.
His mask was like a built in airbag in front of
him. Yeah, right?
You have on the same mask, but I was trying to say, hired
a dude who hate him.
Nah, I thought that was cool.
Yeah nah, it ain't cool. You already know how it is.
Same dojo. He's no ninja. He's no ninja. He's white.
The Karate Kid. God damn it. Where we go?
Milo. Gaiji.
There you go.
Gaiji. I mean, again, like you said, there's rinse, wash, repeat with this whole company. They did the same shit over and over again.
So they just took
think
the
same of all the American Ninja movies that came out. The same fucking thing. Same base.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason I love that show because I back. What was her name? Something Anderson. She was a hot little number back in the 80s.
Pam Anderson? No.
No, she was.
No, Pam she pretty. Yeah, she was
good, pretty good. Little
Hispanic looking chick. She still looks good in her age now.
That was before you couldn't.
She was in Friday the 13th, the final chapter. When she was in the boat
for some reason on the raft and she got fucking killed, stabbed in the gillips.
In the gillips. The man. That's See, me. Back then we had all the man and shit. You had to watch whatever karate movie came on that.
Oh, hell yeah.
American Ninja was that night.
That's what you gonna watch.
Pretty much.
Judy Harris. Judy Harris. She was in Weird Science. She was in Friday 13th, final chapter. She was in that American Ninja film. She was in a couple shots.
Yeah.
She was a real, like, they always paired her off with, like, a blonde chippy. She was always the prettier, in my opinion. The prettier
brunette. Then why are they still fighting?
Because he don't like him, and the other guy's like,
fuck. Because he's no ninja.
The teacher favored him.
The teacher favored him. American he's American. Of course, the Asian guy wasn't cool with it. You know, kind of like y'all do with fucking hip-hop when it comes to fucking shit. He is no rapper. He's white, goddammit.
But he better
than the trailer park, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. And go home.
What about you?
I'll see you later.
he's a confident motherfucker.
Yeah, I'll take the money and get your teeth fixed in a little while.
We'll sell the land, get you some braces, breast job, ass job. And look, he's letting her go, and she still never leaves. She stays for the fight. And no one called the cops on all these dead bodies stinking up the street like that.
Duh. That's what the two ninjas got to watch.
Then they got to drop down, say a couple of prayers, talk some shit. Then the guy shoot Indiana Jones' ass, pull out a gun, shoot him, and roll the credits.
Only a ninja can defeat a ninja.
Only a bullet will stop your ass, too.
You know, some of them when they were shot with a bullet, they'll find a way.
Find a way. Boom. Yo, magic that
one. It's even that little hit that one. It's the same. It's the same.
They all do this.
Yeah. Same.
Yep.
Imagination.
The whole shit. Righteous killers in the world.
Remember that James Bond movie when he kicked the shit out of his all that? He went down there.
They go make these signs.
I said, he could have bowed and got right there. He
had to know. If Bruce was alive watching all this shit, he'd like this up also. We're not fighting for fun. We're not being fair. We're fighting to kill each other. Fuck ceremony. Fuck all that shit.
Why are you going over there? Why are you all doing?
You're going all your dances and shit. Like, hey, West Coast. You know, that's what the bullet goes up in the air. Harrison Ford had time for that shit. I'm old. And I'm upset.
Give back my son!
The nigga started beforehand.
No, he didn't even care about his son. Harrison Ford was in the Indiana Jones party. It belonged to the museum. You try to put shit in now at the end of the goddamn movie.
Well, what was the movie at the end of the day?
Exactly. Don't
turn
your eyes.
Boy, he said, don't take your eyes off.
They were closing their eyes, bowing and doing all kind of crazy shit. Back flipping. All of a sudden, it's Simone Bowles, and now they're going to do acrobats and gymnastics. He threw some cotton powder in his ass.
He missed the food in his ass.
He said, because you know that cotton powder gives you cancer.
Yeah, damn, right?
Now you know this shit that white dude with all that shit.
Hell no.
That didn't make no fucking sense.
At all. I swear to God.
I still
let me cartwheel to
pick up my sword.
And let me watch you cartwheel to pick your sword up. Now, technically, use your wife for ninja sex compared to this.
Woo!
My God, it's the bloodiest movie in the world, right?
Wait,
that was a bloody ass movie.
Bloody fucking
Will finally got dirt on his white suit.
Yeah. This dude is 5 feet away from him and can't get him when he fucking ninja sex.
Really?
They always do this, too.
Bruce ain't even do this shit.
Brady even stole this gimmick. I'm glad too he did it.
Yeah, there's some red ass.
Grabbed the blade, monkey flipped his ass, and killed him very anticlimactic.
Yeah,
Man, he's fucking Klansmen,
right? Didn't he look Klansmen?
Fucking Klansmen and shit. That's why the motherfuckers were wearing white.
Little ninja took a while to die.
And he got to talk, have conversations. Yeah. So I look, he's playing that shit off.
The Klan ninja.
Because if you if he'd have pulled his mask down, he'd have been extremely clanny.
You have won. With honor.
Considering you had no honor at all when you were killing fucking women and children, set them on fire.
With
you fucking
honor.
Hypocrite. I'll cut your head off. Then I'm gonna get laid by this dude. I know my best friend. He's dead, so it doesn't matter. Then again, I didn't do it when he was alive, so it still doesn't matter.
Well, he took a long time to die.
Look, and this is.
You see him holding the sword, right?
Like he's got this big twat hanging out of his ass. That was a great. I've seen a white dude just roll over and die, and then have him go and come to me now. And still, catch somebody's got the power on in here because the fans are running and lights are on. No one's calling the cops.
The fans wasn't on.
Nope. Got cool these days. Let me just complain how hot it was.
Judge's decision is final.
Here, let me take that.
You would think he would, right?
Yeah.
Kill his best boy.
That's why I couldn't be. Yeah.
He got the pop collar up. She pissed off.
Now I don't get down.
Back to the coconuts, bitch.
I have to stay.
I had to, go to the Charlotte, like,
Frank's dead.
My cousin over here. I couldn't go to the ninja.
Where do you
go? Because the ninjas have a bad break, but they got to kill each other.
Kill each other. Cool. All that shit.
Ninjas didn't know y'all killing each other.
Don't take this personal. Now we got to kill each other. Ninja Assassin, when did that come out? It's about 2008,
2009. What is he sticking around?
He's going to get you back.
I
die with honor. A true ninja doesn't kill.
He eliminates.
We were just playing Shinobi together.
What happened?
Get the fuck out of here.
Dude, look at him.
But there are exceptions.
Oh, God.
It's the 18.
Lucy Bush.
Yeah, I guess the secretary. Her name is Lucy Bush. That's back when she was doing porn. Yeah. Bush. Whoever got it.
Leo Martinez.
Robert E. Lee.
No shit.
You don't see that
Secret War.
Rex Jemera.
It was good to you back in the first
place. They owe me gold.
Okay, yep, you didn't care.
It was so bad. It was good back then.
Michael Sloan.
Yeah, great. Giovanni Shannon.
MGM Hollywood.
There's a location in
Manila. Manila,
the Philippines. No Filipinos were killed during the Soviet invasion. That we're willing to tell you.
Huh. And they're probably watching Muhammad Ali and Drew
and all that. He dead too. But yeah, man, Ninja Assassin. God damn, that was a fucking. That's the one where they had the black chick in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, it
and
rained.
I don't know what she was there for.
It rained blood. They had.
But it was blood.
Blood and tornadoes.
And Shokasugi was in that. He was the villain in that.
Mm-hmm.
They're cutting me, be turning around like a tornado and blood just going that was, all over the fucking
that was
wall.
One of his, I said, hey. Dude, I used to think, man, is he ever going to make a comeback? That was like his comeback picture for America. But, you know, they never showed anything else with him in it. But he was badass in that movie, man.
I was taking big. It's funny when Academics just said it rained blood because that
his name was Rain.
That was his name.
And he was a fucking K-pop singer.
Rainzo.
He was a K-pop singer, got discovered doing Korean pop music. Oh, you know, shit. Where, what's the name of producing out there? You know, Rex and Effects. Teddy Riley. Big in the Asian market, Jack.
Seriously.
Teddy Riley. Why you don't hear him in America? It ain't like he died.
That's true.
Teddy Riley is big in the Asian market. But the sad thing about these K-pop motherfuckers and these C-pops and J-pops, they all commit suicide and shit.
Well, pretty much, they shove together.
Industry, brother. It's the industry.
They shove together as a group. You got to get together as a group. Yeah. Stay together as a group.
Then they start, when they get a little older, they start pimping the girls out and shit. Well, you know. It ain't like they ain't do that shit in Motown now.
Exactly. They did the same shit. That's why a lot of motherfuckers woke up dead with a needle in their arm. Yep. Overdose on drugs or supposedly committing suicide.
Yeah, but it was like last couple months. It's like 2 months or something like that for them K-pop kids.
Oh, wow.
For a long time. So, there you go.
They called them K-pop.
Yeah, that was called Korean pop.
Well, K-pop, J-pop,
Japanese pop. Oh, and then C-pop, Chinese pop.
Cracker pop.
Well, yeah, that's American.
That's the one too, Ray. I just spoke it up.
Yeah, you just brought this one up.
Yeah, this is one the dude bowed down. He kicked the shit out of his face.
And that's the first time I've ever seen a ninja too. Was on a James Bond.
He said,
"Shh." Back when James Bond went to China. Remember, he went to Japan. That's when the bad guys had a fucking mountain.
Was that when Sean Connery?
I want to say that was fucking Roger Moore.
The Japanese with the hat.
Yes, that was Sean Connery.
Tanaka.
Dude.
But what was his name? We get into the dragon.
Oh yeah.
And we did a Chinese Connection. We didn't do Fist of Fury and Game of Death. Well, shit, he ain't. Yeah, but we had something over there.
Yeah, oh, that's just Billy Low.
That was the excess. Billy Low, yeah.
Billy Low.
Yeah, that movie. Man, that fucking hurt me just watching that shit. This shit is definitely going. I like the he would be standing in his head and be like, cut in, and you just sit doing
that. Yeah.
And you're watching, the mirror, and you're watching it, and you're like, what's going on? You gotta do the wiggle. And then they excused it by giving him a facelift or some shit. And
I had the one that
rambled his face off with the mustache and beard on.
Right.
The tower, that's when they had that party.
Yeah, the pagoda scene. That was the one.
He was talking in their language there.
I think this is the one with the ninjas in it. Where, you know, he hooked up with this Japanese girl.
Yeah, that's it. This is the one he kicked the shit out of my man. They came up with a bow down, a ninja bow down.
That's what the James Bond movies are. I was talking to my wife last night. The James Bond movies now, they're not fun. They are action, but they're just not fun.
Oh, she said, what's wrong with it? I'm like,
it's not fun.
They basically turned the James Bond movies.
People got mad.
They tried to make it so realistic where it lost its fun. But you watch John Wick, that's the new James Bond. That's fun.
Yes.
I didn't see the third one until y'all told me about it. When Halle Berry was sicking them dogs in the
mud. That was super.
No, that shit was crazy.
No, when the horses were kicking them in the head.
Oh my god. Boom. Dogs are running up rooftops and shit. I can't get Brock to take the shit outside.
I said, I'm going to go see the third one because I had
because y'all already seen the first and second.
The first one, I said, I'm going to watch the second one again before early that day.
Yeah.
Then we went and the shit came on. I said, wait a minute, this is the second one. Because it came right on for me. They did it old school, baby.
Yeah.
He just came out limping and shit. Mm-hmm. It just got it right. I said, okay.
The only thing I didn't like about the third one, that they didn't mention what happened to Common.
Yeah.
Because Common ain't die.
No, he didn't, but he just went on.
But they got
what he was going to do.
But they had a marker out for him. Everybody was out to kill him. Common wanted to kill him through the whole fucking movie. When did he decide he's not going to kill him because everybody else is after him?
Nah. Remember, they settled their debt at the end of part two.
They settled the debt,
but then all of a sudden he's wanted by everybody.
Exactly, you're right.
They got Morpheus, they got him,
to kill the lady that fucking gave him the damn medallion when he had to go to fucking Iraq.
Oh, no, they ain't kill her. Remember
yeah, they tortured the shit out, beat her all up, and they killed her, I think.
No, they put they put the knife through her hand. Remember?
Is that what they did?
So that way she could repledge her loyalty.
But they I gotta check that out. But again, like you said, they ain't hate. Love that movie.
Yeah, but you're right. They did show.
Then they had the one chick. She was like the secretary from the Continental.
Yeah.
And I wanted something to happen to her, but nothing happened to her either.
Ain't a motherfucker.
That be them type of situations where we'll go to the convention. And they'll be up there and talk about it. It'll be like the directors or whatever. Yeah. And like he said, they were Halloween. He asked him, you know, what happens in that part? We wanted to know. He said, well, we said it so that maybe you want to figure it out with yourself.
Fuck, I'm too stupid to figure shit out. Tell me what's going on.
You want to see it.
So they want y'all to figure it out and then probably give them the idea at the convention so that way they can put it in the next
week. We're going to have to do a John Wick show then now that we talked about it. So. That was Enter the Ninja 1981. Franco Nero, the worst ninja of all time. And
he was looking at these
sexy women back in the James Bond era. They always had sexy women until the modern time. But
she flat back.
But hey, till she takes that shit off and she looks super fine because they would never make it on Playboy Penthouse to be on James Bond. Bottom line, just ain't gonna happen.
Gotcha.
This is the 70s, man. You know the shapes was different then.
Yeah.
So, Black Just the Podcast, Black Just the Podcast Cinema. See us on Facebook. Like and subscribe. Same black time, same black channel. Keep your eyes out for this new flickety flick. But once we get it rolling, we'll give you more details for it. For that chaos.
Let's say,